Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, or for some of us, good afternoon. You're tuning in to On Fire to Inspire with Jennifer Hain. We have special guest Mark Sesson with us this year, and I am so excited. It's the first On Fire to Inspire, On Fire to Inspire show of the new year, and I strategized it so we would have Mark on the show because we had him on the show last year, and he's back by popular demand, and his content and his inspiration was the perfect way to start 2015. So, Mark, thank you so much for joining us today. I can't wait to talk about your latest book.
Hey, you know what? What a great privilege to be able to have my first radio interview of 2015 with yourself, Jennifer, and On Fire to Inspire. Super pumped.
Yes, so are we. And you've had an exciting past couple weeks, actually, leading up to 2015, and it's been a true pleasure to follow your journey and what you've done, and it's only an inspiration to all of us, so thank you so much for that.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a crazy couple of weeks. I think, you know, I'm a big believer in breaks leading to breakthroughs, so I'm a big advocate for people taking breaks. I guess the challenge with taking breaks is sometimes you lose momentum, and so it's really important that you get the right balance between how much of a break you should take and at what point you should not allow yourself to go too far, because then the momentum is really hard to kind of start to stir up. So thankfully, I had a week off over Christmas and New Year, but I worked a few days this week, which have really helped just galvanize and strengthen, you know, my vision for what I want to achieve in 2015.
Yes, and I like that you said breaks lead to breakthroughs. Did you, before you started your book or throughout your journey of writing the book, did you find yourself having to discipline yourself and tell yourself to kind of step back from things in order to complete it?
Well, what I did and how I wrote my book, and people have asked me this ever since I've released my own publication. But Jennifer, what I did is I decided on the 1st of January, and I actually started this on the 3rd of January, that every day, Monday to Friday, I would write for 30 minutes a day. And by about 6 months, by about June, I'd completed my book, and I think I missed 6 days in total. You know, and that's really the key to anything, is having a plan, keeping consistent. You know, and regardless of whether the motivation's there or not, it's really about considering and reconsidering your why. So you're constantly focusing on why you're writing the book or why you're doing what you're doing, and fully understand and get it into your mind's eye that, yes, anything worth value will cost you something. And so there were a couple of days, actually, in particular, where, you know, I really struggled in terms of writing content. But what I did is, on the chapter, I actually use, often when I'm writing, especially in the inside job, you know, I'm talking about experiences that I'm currently going through that have an underlying metaphor. So on this one day where I'm struggling for inspiration to write, I actually think, oh, genius idea. What I'm going to do is I'm going to write about the fact that I don't have the motivation and I don't have the inspiration right now. And too many of us make our decisions based on how we feel. But I'm sure, as you know, Jennifer, that sometimes we have to act first and then our feelings come. So here I am writing, you know what, I've got no desire to write. I've got no inspiration. Nothing is coming through to me. And as I start to write this in the book, you know, that's actually when things started to change. And actually I was like, this is fantastic. You know, people can relate to this. You know, we all go through periods of dry and barren places where there doesn't seem to be any inspiration. Our motivation is on the floor. You know, we go through those hard times. So actually I made a chapter out of it, and that's kind of the premise of the book, really, is I speak about common problems that affect man, but I use that to articulate a message which really helps shift people's mindsets that people can really relate to.
Yes, I love that. And you know what, Mark, that applies to so many more things outside of even writing a book. But I like that you touched on how you went around, you know, you did 30 minutes a day. You admitted that you missed some days. But yep. also when you had those, you know, troubling times writing something or coming up with content, how you work around it. And that applies to so many other goals out there, too, because a lot of people feel, and I actually just wrote something similar to this on goals for the new year, how you said that doesn't mean you have to, or a lot of times our emotion dictates our action. And I think it's really important that you touched on that, because for the new year, you'll hear on social media a lot of people making fun of those who set goals early in the year and then obviously fall off the wagon. And it is important to take action first during those times, like you said. For example, if you give up on going to the gym, a lot of times, you know, people, yes, they set their health and wellness goals early, and then they give up on themselves maybe even a week or two. They're horrible on their diet. They're not going to work out. But that doesn't mean that you can't, at least, even if you're in a rut, just take action. And then when you are at the gym, your mood will pick up. You're releasing, you know, all the chemicals necessary to keep mm-hmm. yourself motivated and happy, and then you're good with it. So you take action first, and then your emotions will follow. So I love that you touched on that point.
Yeah,
and
why don't
you? It is. The listeners now, for all of them, I know we've been tweeting with some people, and on social media you've been promoting like crazy, and I've seen some awesome selfies with your book. And I, for those who haven't heard of Mark's book, it is called Inside Job. And if you are on my website or on Blog Talk or even on Mark's social media, you'll see the image is it's a side profile, and it's hashtag Inside Job. And it's Discover, Imagine, Achieve. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about the inspiration behind your book, Mark, and then we can kind of circle back around and delve into what motivated you during some of those chapters.
Sure, happy to do that. So Inside Job is really built on the premise that we're only as good as the thoughts we think. And so everything we have, you know, in life, the clothes that we wear, what we drive, somebody thought of the car that you drive and that I drive. Somebody designed it, somebody created it, and then it came into being. And so for me, it's about creating the right environment and the right culture for us to be able to tap into our creative genius. So are we living a life which is built around, you know, our passions, what we're born to do, what excites us? And so really the concept of Inside Job is really to get inside people's heads, for helping them and equipping them to be able to make some subtle changes which will really help them create a lifestyle and an environment which brings out that creative energy in us. Because as far as I'm concerned, you know, I was created. And so how many of us as business owners and entrepreneurs that within our business, mm-hmm. we have a part of who we are represented in our business? And so if I believe in a creator, which I do, then therefore I have that creativity within me. And the challenge is too many of us consume and we don't create. And the Inside Job is really about us creating the right lifestyle and creating the life which really helps us find fulfillment, living out of our identity and out of our purpose. And so Discover, Imagine, Achieve is very much, you know, discover. I talk a little bit about my childhood and some of my struggles. Imagine was kind of, wow, there is all these possibilities out there. And achieve is very much about what I've been achieving now and what other people can achieve. And mm-hmm. the chapters are, you know, are packed full of little nuggets. I mean, I've been really blown away by the kind and generous reviews that I've had on Amazon, the 5-star reviews that I have. Covering a number of different chapters. Yeah, it's been absolutely mm-hmm. incredible. Just the
and now
different content.
I have them. Yeah, Amazon is pulled up here, and for the listeners out there, I was talking to Mark, and I am frustrated because I did order Mark's book, and it didn't get to me in time for when I had him on the show, so I just want to let everyone out there know that I did order it. I just haven't read it yet, but you can order it on Amazon, and you can you can check it out, the Kindle version, or you can get paperback. And so there's some options on there for you. And looking through the reviews, one of my favorite ones that I have pulled up here that I think all of the listeners would like to hear is that it does not just apply to entrepreneurs, because although Mark coaches entrepreneurs, it's so relatable in so many other areas of your life. And it says here that the concepts presented go beyond the business world. With simplicity yet depth, Mark Sesson offers nuggets of truth that can be applied to help anyone become successful in all aspects of life. So that's really, how does that make you feel when you hear something like that?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is like, if any of us have pride in our business, we're always going to say, you know, it's great. But, you know, our biggest critic and our biggest advocate is our customer and the people that actually partake of our product or experience our service, you know. And so that's the hugest compliment, you know, for me, because that's somebody's choice. They've articulated what that book has meant to them. And Jennifer, when I wrote the book, I never wrote it as a money-making exercise. I'm not driven by money. What I really wanted to do is to get this book into the hands of as many people as possible. And I'm hopeful that as people continue to read it and are inspired by it, that they share it with their communities. Not to make me famous or, you know, to give me a pat on the back, but really to really help educate and free people. Because it makes me sad in a sense when people die and they don't know why they were created and what their purpose was for. You know, and it's no good being the richest person in the graveyard. You know, I have no problem with people being wealthy. I enjoy the wealth of my own life, but it isn't what drives me. I want fulfillment. You know, I want to leave a legacy, and I want other people to have the courage and have knowledge and the ability to do the same. You know, I left school at 15, which will probably completely warp your mind, because I know in the States, you know, the whole education system is different. You know, in the UK, you can legally leave, you know, at 15, which was what I chose to do, because I absolutely disliked school. You know, I didn't enjoy it. I learned by doing. And so, you know, I've had like 15 years in the marketplace, even before I, you know, branched out, you know, started creating my own revolution.
Wow. That's incredible. And what you mentioned too about that you're not driven by money, you more want to help free people by helping them find their purpose. I love that perspective. And it kind of goes back, I wanted to touch on something you said a little while ago as well about when you create something, your business, whatever it is in your life, even if it's a hobby, it's so important to make sure that you're a part of it, that you can identify with it. And I think that I don't know how you feel about this, but I feel the more I've seen even my generation trying to start their own businesses or at least find something they're passionate about, they're missing the biggest thing, which is it's right in front of them, which is yourself. What do you love? Who are you?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really important. But again, Jennifer, you have to find the balance, because while I totally believe that who you are has to be within your business, I think specifically in business, some businesses make the mistake and believe that their business is about them, which actually isn't. It's about the customer. So it is important that who you are in terms of your DNA, your enthusiasm, your positivity, your excitement has to be fully immersed within your business, because we all know that people buy enthusiasm, you know, and I'm sure that in my early start as a mentor, you know, people were buying into me and my services purely because of the positivity, the energy, you know, that I showed for them and also my business. But we mustn't lose the fact that if we're creating a business, that it isn't about you. It's not about, you know, stroking your ego. It's really about liberating and educating other people that your product or service is really going to benefit them. And sometimes we do get a little bit sidetracked, so it is important to have the balance.
That's an excellent tip, and I will be making sure to include that on my website and when I also promote our show for those who couldn't listen in live. So make sure that you have a balance in your life, that you're incorporating your passions and what you love to do into what you're doing, because that's the way that you'll stay driven. But make sure as a business owner that you're staying focused on the customer and what they want. So that's a great tip, Mark, and I think that it's a very valuable tip, actually. It's priceless because that's going to help people's businesses grow. So what is your favorite chapter in your book?
Yeah, I had a book launch on November 20th when my book came out, and somebody asked me that. I did a Q&A, and the funny thing was, I was like, you know, they're all great chapters, but I think I think my favorite one is chapter 15, which is it's titled Setbacks, and under each chapter I have a little verse or a little quote. Some of the quotes, you know, are mine, the ones that I've come up with, and then the others are obviously referenced to their four, but with setbacks, it's one of mine, and under it, I've put the only people who don't get flat tires are those who don't drive. And so I use this as a concept, really, to encourage people, because how many of us know that when we get into our car or into our truck or whatever vehicle we drive, you know, there's going to be a time where you go to your car, or it might be while you're driving along, and you get a puncture in your tire. You know, and if, as people, we don't want to get flat tires, then we stay at home, and you can use this metaphorically, you know, we can stay in our comfort zone. But the people who want to drive and journey and want to expand their horizons, who want to experience new things, who love a sense of adventure, it is inevitable that setbacks will occur, that when we journey, flat tires will arise. And so I'm using these stories for which we all face and painting a picture and saying, you know what, if any of us want to achieve something, if any of us want to drive our life, then we must understand and be encouraged that we will face setbacks, that we will get tires that puncture. You know, and so the importance of knowing who you are and what your purpose is will help you regardless of the setbacks. So I think setbacks is really, you know, a powerful chapter within the book. And the chapters are only like 3 or 4 pages long. And people can dip in and out of them as well, which I've found that people have read the book once or twice through and are now just, if they are going through a setback, they'll just jump straight in and take 5 minutes and they'll have the enthusiasm, you know, to kind of get into that.
Exactly. That's why I love this book of yours, because I can't wait to have my own copy, because it is that type of book where even if you read it 5 times, it's something you're going to encounter, you're going to continue encountering those things throughout your life until you pass. So it's, you know, that's something that you can just delve back into whenever it applies to that aspect of your life. And when you mentioned setbacks, the title of the book being Inside Job and how it all starts with your mentality, what are some quick tips you have for people who they often give up on themselves? Because it is very hard, and I'll even admit this, we all battle with having a strong mentality to really push through those tough times, because it's great to stay driven whenever things are going just fine and dandy. So what are some quick tips you have for someone to help them break through that tough mentalness?
Yeah, I mean, the book is riddled with different tips. Like, I have some Monday rituals that I share. I talk about how to become a change agent and things. But in particular, in terms of, you know, setbacks and having the mentality, I think, you know, it reassures us all that no human being on planet Earth is going to have a perfect life. I think understanding that and letting it help you take a deep breath, you know, that struggles will occur. You know, you need trouble sometimes to be able to bring you forth. If I use the analogy of a woman who's heavily pregnant, you know, she has to go through labor, she has to travail, she has to go through pain and tension, but you need that pain and that force to be able to birth new life into what you're wanting to create. And so for people who are struggling, they need to be reassured and identify the fact that even if we're going to have the preciousness of a new child and a new baby, the mother has to go through pain. And so anything that we're going to birth and create, you know, is going to cause and need some pain and some tension to be able to launch it through. You know, and I think that's a really important tip for people to understand that actually, as I've already ascertained before, you know, anything of value has got to cost you something. You know, and sometimes we've got to go through that pain, because the word, I think I mentioned this before, the word passion actually in the Greek means to suffer. And so really, what are we willing to suffer for in order to believe and harness who we are, regardless of what comes our way, having that grit? So I definitely think that's important. We always talk about the why, don't we, Jennifer, about why our motivation for why we do something. You know, it's that is really the key. It's so regardless of how you feel and when you, you know, you fall back on the floor, you set yourself a goal, which actually I was going to mention when we talked about goals. I think that one of the reasons why people miss their goals is because they're too big. So my goal, of course, my end goal was to write Inside Job, but that's still too big. And I think people need to break the goal down. And so if I was to say to you that my goal is to write for 30 minutes a day, then that is much more achievable. I can measure that. You know, it's not overwhelming. So sometimes when I'm working with clients, they'll say, you know, Mark, I want to do this, I want to do that, and it sounds more like a Santa wish list rather than it being really measurable and specific, you know. And so we've got to make sure that we're adjusting, you know, some of our goals so that they are really measurable. And I think if you can't measure the goal within a week, then actually it's too big.
That led into exactly, that's what I was going to end with you on today, was just with the whole goal setting thing, because, you know, it is so hard to try and coach people into what their goal should be, because only that person should know and should determine that. But there are helpful tips that we can give people. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said that it needs to be measurable, because the intent is there, the excitement is there, but a lot of people without patience and also understanding and truly grasping what measurable means, they do oftentimes fall short of their goal, because, like I said, the great intention is there, but if it's too big, you're setting yourself up for failure even just by verbalizing that goal, rather than just practicing patience and understanding that if you break it down and you're very specific with your goal, you can achieve it. That's the other thing when you said you have to be specific. You took the words right out of my mouth with that, because I think a lot of people, they generalize their goal, and while it sounds fantastic, if you're not specific and you don't break down the ways that you're going to do it, like how you said with your 30 minutes a day writing, then you're going nowhere fast. And so you need to have that detailed plan and truly understand what exactly it is your goal is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, so important. You can't just write, you know, I want a new car. You've got to get down into the detail and say, you know, actually, well, how much is a new car going to cost me? And then work backwards and keep asking yourself why and how. Because, you know, if you want a new car and it costs $3,000, whatever, then you've got to start to understand, well, how much do I need to invest and put aside each month, you know, each week? What do I need to say no to? Do I need to say no to a Starbucks coffee because actually that's going to impinge on my investment and my savings towards my car? It's got to be really detailed, and it can't just be so, you know, aloof and just up in the clouds. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. And now, Mark, as we're wrapping up here, why don't you let the listeners know a little bit more about how they can purchase your book, where they can connect with you and follow up with you for any questions they have regarding goal setting and starting a business in the new year?
Fine, yeah. So best way to get a hold of me is probably on Twitter, because I'm a massive lover and I'm always there on Twitter. My hashtag is at SephtonMark, which is SephtonMark. M-A-R-K, and from there I'll be able to link you with everything else. Otherwise, probably the best place other than that is to go to my website, which is nice and easy. It's marksefton.com. And then in terms of Inside Job, you know, it's available via Amazon.com and Amazon.co.uk and Amazon.eu. So it's sold in 7 different countries so far. I'm always excited when it goes into a new country because I just think, you know, they could be the flag bearer for this book, really, to just, you know, galvanize people. I know there's a group in Texas, Jennifer, that 12 ladies, and they do a book like study, and basically they've ordered 12 copies of my book, which I'm super excited about, and they're going to study my book.
So
and,
exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I love that.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Like I said, I cannot wait to have my hands on the book, and I will be sure to send in my picture with Mark's book. So make sure you check out Amazon.com. Yeah, and Mark Sutton, his website is awesome, too. It explains to you all that he does. So make sure to tweet him at SeftonMark, and then also check out MarkSefton.com. Thank you so much for coming on the show today, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend, Mark.
You too, Jennifer. You know, you are a phenomenal woman. I love who you are and what you're about. And success is definitely attracted by the person you become. And so the more that we continue to develop us and work on our character, the way that we think, the way that we behave, we will start to attract the right opportunities and the right people, you know, in our life. And I'm so pleased that we're connected in that way.
As am I. That is so true. That is so true. And we're looking forward to more things to come in the new year in our collaborations, and I cannot wait.
Awesome. Take care, Jennifer. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mark. You too. And that was Mark Sefton on the show. Make sure to tune in. We have other amazing guests lined up for 2015. I cannot wait. And what a way to kick off 2015 other than with Mark Sefton. So as we said, make sure to check out MarkSefton.com. You can also tweet him at SeftonMark, and he loves to tweet. He's on there all the time. So am I. We're always interacting, sharing the inspiration. So make sure you also keep an eye out. I'm so excited because I'll be on Pittsburgh Sportsline Monday, January 5th. And this is going to be awesome because it's filmed park located in Pittsburgh, PA. And we will have the footage up for you. I'm just going to be on there representing Jennifer Lee Life Coaching with a number of other people on the panel. So keep a lookout for that at Pittsburgh Sportsline. You can find them on Facebook as well under Pittsburgh Sportsline. And make sure you also keep an eye out. I have an interview coming to be posted on jenniferleelifecoaching.com with Brandon Schell, who is a Pittsburgh-based comedian. And we have, like I said, a lot of other exciting guests coming up on Fire to Inspire. I hope you are kicking off 2015 the best way possible. Make sure to stay tuned for a breath of fresh air on Fire to Inspire, all the inspiration you need at jenniferleelifecoaching.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you have a great day.